What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797. So happy to be with you here on a Tuesday. Rainy day in Detroit. Hope to get this baseball game in tonight. Really good game for the Tigers last night, man. Good to see this team back on track as we get set for a stretch run. And now they're hopefully battling, more focused on battling for position than fending off a Cleveland team that made a run at them. But yeah, Houston's one of those teams in a running for one of those critical top two seeds. And Detroit, with a definitive win last night. It only counts as one. Morning Show asked a question about it, and we'll get to it in the noon hour. But we're talking a little Lions right now, and we do have open lines at 248-539-9797. Roster projections are getting interesting as we get late here in the preseason, and they have to make some decisions coming up. We have two like dueling 54-man rosters, 54, 53-man rosters, and 54, 53. Why am I blanking? 53. Both of these guys, Colton Pouncey of the Athletic and Nolan Bianchi of the Detroit News, have Keith Cooper making it, the defensive tackle, undrafted free agent out of Houston, which I think if you're watching play in the trenches, has done enough to get noticed. Both of them have him making it and Broderick Martin not. Now, I know some people think that Brad Holmes is reluctant to cut his own draft picks. It's not like he's cutting the player for a player that he also didn't acquire. He's the general manager. Part of his job is to sign undrafted free agents.
Mm-hmm.
And Keith Cooper is proven to be worthy. I mean, I'm not shocked at all. Broderick Martin made a play on Saturday, but was lined up in the neutral zone.
That's a problem. Yep. You can't do that. It's one of the dumb pre-snap penalties you can have.
Yep.
What I found interesting about this on Colton Pouncey's 53-man is, I think the last three 53-man roster projections he's made,
yeah,
he's always kept them off. But what's interesting to me about it is when he writes his paragraph about the group it's in or the group it's out, he doesn't even mention Broderick Martin. Like, that's how insignificant Broderick Martin has been through training camp.
It's a disappointment. And
yes,
I always found him one of the more intriguing draft picks because Brad Holmes traded up to get him. It is what it is. It'd probably be a swing and miss, but drafts are going to be filled with swing and misses. You don't hit on every single pick. And maybe it's too late. Maybe Broderick Martin, I could see him actually making the practice squad. And I don't know if there'll be a huge
market. Hasn't done a ton on tape to have people say, oh, we got to pick this guy. Hopefully the Lions will waive him so we can get him.
Yep. Other interesting things. Colton Pouncey has Pat O'Connor making it. And Nolan Bianchi does not have him making it. One has six or defensive tackles. The other has five. Edge rushers, you know, I mean, that's a position that Isaac Okwu does not make it, according to either of them. He'd probably be the most surprising thing. Nate Lynn makes it for both of them. So he is a guy winning a battle for maybe that last edge rusher spot. And that might be it, other than Ian Kennelly. The safety. So Colton Pouncey is Ian Kennelly, the Grand Valley product, making it, and Nolan Bianchi does not have him making it. One thing that happens here that I find, I always feel bad for the guys that are like 53, because I feel like you're still basically being judged every second. And if somebody releases a player, hey, I made it. Oh, wait, somebody better's out there. They're going to let me go. You know, it's
right.
It's a tenuous position. I guess it's better to make it than to not make it. But, you know, I mean, it's life when you're good.
Well, this is the thing. You have tough decisions to make. And Brad Holmes has done an amazing job of populating the roster with his own draft picks and savvy signings and trades to really make this a deep football team where it's hard to make this team, which is why in the years to come, you can understand, and maybe it's actually already started with the way he maneuvers in the draft. moving away from some of those draft picks in the third, fourth, and fifth round to move back up as a higher third-round pick or back into the second round or back in the first round, whatever it is, this is why. Because he's got the team that's built already. So now you're looking to really fortify it with closer-to-can't-miss guys rather than just taking a bunch of darts and throwing it at the board.
All right, so Kay Adams did her training camp visits, went to Lions yesterday, and asked Brad Holmes a question about which position group he's most enjoying watching. And he said, I really don't want to give anything away. But then he started talking about how tough it is to build a 50, how tough it is now to decide on the final 53, given where they are. And here's what he said.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Okay, so those other... That was Kay Adams, Gator.
Oh, I know.
I know. And we always crack up because we talk about the practice squad. When the practice squad is announced, pay attention to those names. A bunch of those guys are going to play.
Yeah, it's just the way that it's been. You know, injuries are a massive part of the game, unfortunately, and you have to have guys ready to step into the different roles. I mean, we've seen well beyond the practice squad. They're having to keep adding guys throughout the season. The middle of the season, your roster still isn't set. They're picking guys up off the street to come in and play sometimes. We've seen it in the secondary in particular. So it's vitally important that you've got a firm grasp on who is here. I'd like where they're at because the guys that make the 53, legit.
Yep.
Straight up legit at this point. And the guys that make the practice squad, a lot of those guys are legit too.
You know what's funny is when they do set the final 53, there's always a name or two that is borderline a shock. Like, I wonder who that might be. Because I feel like there's fewer and fewer spots up for grabs. But
well, just like looking at like the offensive lineman, for instance. You know, Colton Pouncey, he has his last lineman spot. He has 9 offensive linemen making it. And it was... You know, a toss-up between a couple players with Jamarco Jones being the odd man out. But he's like, I can make a case for it. And of course you could. Jamarco Jones has played decently as a tackle on this team, but more versatility with some other guys that are there. And you know, Giovanni Manu is a guy who makes the squad again, and you can understand why, and he's gotten better as camp has gone on.
Well, cut-down day is 1 week from today.
Do you like how they do it now compared to what it used to be? It used to be you'd have like 100 guys in camp, and then each week you'd cut
lop
down
off,
a little bit
lop
more.
Off. Yeah. I like the lopping off process.
Now it's just all at once. Rip
all
the
at
Band-Aid.
Once. Yep. yes. I liked it before. It was like a slow reveal of who your roster was going to be. I don't know why I like it that way more, but I do. All right, so Brad Holmes, will you add to this roster? Would you make a big move? Hear what he told Kay Adams coming up next here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, I always wonder what to do and who do you call when you need something fixed, right? Like your garage door, for instance. If maybe it's not working as well as it used to, it's really kind of slow or it's making some weird noises. Here's who you call. The great folks over at Precision Garage Door Service. Give them a call today at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR or you can schedule an appointment online at precisiondoormi.com. And they're going to send a technician out who knows exactly what he's doing. These guys are experts in the field. They've got a truck all full of tools to get the job done, and they will get the job done right and in a timely fashion. I've had to call them in the past. They came right out, diagnosed the problem, and then fixed it right there in a spot, and I couldn't be happier. This is why I relay this information to you, because Precision Garage Door Service has saved me a couple of times. Again, call them today at 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR or visit them online and schedule an appointment at precisiondoormi.com.
We'll be right back. What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.